Dude.
That's loud.
What? What's loud?
The squirrel.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Guys, there's a squirrel that's causing us to wake up at 3 a.m. because he's jumping on the fire escape.
Yes. And he's been doing it for quite some time now.
Did you scratch your chin?
I guess.
It's all agitated.
Yeah, my face is agitated in the mornings all of a sudden, and I don't know why. Because it's dry.
Yeah.
Everything's dry.
We need to move the humidifier into our room.
But then the window's open, though.
So?
Would that help?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm down.
Sup, dorks?
Yo, yo.
Do you like our new setup?
So,
if you're watching, you understand that we've moved, but like areas that we normally record. Loki, this is
pretty cool.
Nicer.
Yeah, it's nicer. Well, I mean, I would hope it's nicer. We have more space now.
Yeah, but like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably do some cool stuff. You know what we should do? Oh my God, I have such a good idea for later in life.
What is it?
We're gonna make a dope ass sign right above our heads right here. Says Two Dorks in New York, like a neon sign or something.
Yeah, like a real pod studio.
Yeah.
They have one neon sign in between them.
Yeah. That'd actually be so clean. Oh my God.
So clean. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways. Did you guys hear that? Did you hear that rumble?
I don't know.
Is that audible?
I don't know. I'll probably make it not audible, to be honest.
Oh, okay. I wanted them to hear the squirrel.
Sorry.
Anyways, hello. What is your high and low of the week?
My low. I think both of our lows are is that we had a massive leak in this room, which is why we're doing everything that we're doing.
Yeah.
And I'll let you just talk about it later. My high was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That was really fun. It was nice and simple. And I like hanging with Jack and Kylie and Rob and Carrie and Mike and Frank.
Nana, Rebel, and Tim and Terry.
Yeah, all of them. It's sad that I don't really know. I'm not going to see my parents for a year. But actually, I'll see them in March.
A year?
I'll see them in March now, which is nice.
We also, like, airplanes exist. Like, you can go visit.
Yeah. We just get busy.
That's the thing.
Things happen. We get busy.
Yeah. My low was your mom crying as we left.
That's your low?
No, I actually wrote down my low was that it was a busy week. I feel like
it's been... Yeah, you were upset in the morning of Black Friday just because you were so tired.
Oh my God, yeah. I was even grumpy, like, getting to Nana and Grandpa's. Because I fell asleep on the train, and then all of a sudden we were there, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, you were grumpy. It's amazing, man. Like, I didn't wake her up early, which I knew I should have, but I wanted her to sleep.
Yeah, I was out on the train. LIR.
Yeah. And then I woke her up as we were, like, getting off. It's like, dear, we gotta go now. It's our stop, like, right now. And then she's like, oh, okay. But then she was just so agitated while we were waiting for my grandpa to pick us up.
Well, it was so jarring because I was so warm and sleeping on Leonard. And then all of a sudden, he's like, we're getting off. And I was like,
I kissed your forehead and I woke you up quietly.
I was like, what? And then you get off the train into like blizzard wind. And then I felt discombobulated. And then we were like on the end of the train as we were walking. And I was like, wait, what are we doing? And then you were like, where's grandpa? And I was just overwhelmed. Like Joe from Love is Blind.
Let's go, Joe. That's been fun. We've shifted to Love is Blind, which is...
Well, yeah, my high is the same as Leonard's, but keep going. I wrote this down in updates.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Right. You're right on
We're
track.
Good, right on. Love is Blind, for those who don't know, these people, like a large group of men and women, don't see each other for like weeks. They're talking through pods.
Like through a wall.
And like the whole concept is like they fall in love without knowing what they look like, and they're not going to be they're not going to describe what they look like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. There's just a lot of talking. Not a lot of doing anything.
Oh, yes.
And there's some really dumb people.
Yeah.
Like, I know for a fact that they're not going to get married.
Like, wow. This season is crazy. To a point where, like, something will happen, and I'll be like, Leonard, like, what is going on? And he's like, I don't know. I really don't know what's going on.
Like, I feel like most of the, not to be sexist, but I feel like, except for one occasion, most of the women are just, like, causing a ruckus for no reason, and then the men are just idiots.
Well, you just described the world.
like the girls just like are like happy, 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 and then all of a sudden, out of literally nowhere, they'll just be like, "But you don't love me as much as I love you."
Yeah, well, that's something we feel on the reg. I'm not saying me. I'm saying that's we. Not,
yeah, I don't want to be like Joe. I'm okay.
I'm just saying, I feel like, why There's do I sound towel. Weird?
You don't sound weird. You sound exactly
no,
fine.
No, that's a bath towel, not a hand towel.
We can't use that towel? Yeah.
No.
Well, all right. Let's keep going. Is that one of the updates too, the leak? Or is that?
No.
Okay.
I'm doing that in culture shock.
You keep going.
I was just going to say that I feel like, why do I sound echoey? Do I sound echoey?
You do not.
Okay. When we first started dating, I felt insecure. All that the girls are feeling is like insecure and wanting affirmation, which makes sense because they've known each other for 3 weeks. So like, of course they're like freaking out. But instead of being normal and talking to their best friends about it, they're talking to their husbands about it. Fiancés. Like I'd be like, Emma, I feel crazy. She's like, why? Just go hang out. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right.
That squirrel is going to freaking drive me nuts, dude. Sorry. It's just there's this... It literally sounds like what you would expect a cyclops' stomach when he's hungry to sound like.
Why a cyclops?
I'm just thinking of someone who's big.
Oh, okay.
I could say monster, but monster is...
Basically, the fire escape ladder is rattling. It goes like gong, 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 gong.
But it's not like that space is like. But it happens all the time because this damn squirrel is making a freaking nest for himself.
Yeah.
So instead of him, I think you heard a few weeks ago, he was trying to scrape through the windows. But now he's moved on and found a nice little spot. But it just happens to be. I think, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go put just like a little bit of foam in between the ladder.
Yeah, we'll just put something in between there.
Just so that way it doesn't rattle and then he can do whatever he wants and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
That's what
squirrel's happy, we're happy.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin his vibes. He's been working real hard on it the past couple weeks.
Okay, let me speed through our updates. Yeah, we finished Bake Off. We loved that. We think the right person won. It was
100%.
I like how they edit that sort of reality because it makes you feel like, oh no, like, is it real? Like, blah, blah, blah. But then everything ends up nice and happy and rainbows, and it's not like reality TV where someone's the villain, you know?
Well, reality TV is a different horse. Horse? Why would horse be the animal that I picked?
I thought you were going to say a different beast.
Maybe that's why I said horse, because horse is kind of a beast.
I love horses. It was Zave's birthday. He's having
a great birthday.
Way too much fun. He's at the sardine run. We talked about it when he was on the pod, but he's finally there and he's sending us
videos. Baja, right?
Yeah. He's sending us videos.
Can you post some of those? Do you think?
Yeah. I'm sure Zay would be fine.
Like, because, geez, it's so cool to see.
Yeah, or like if you really want to see, I'll just send you one. But basically, he's in the water with his gear on and his GoPro. And under him are like huge marlins and balls of sardines, and they're like eating and attacking, and he's just above them watching.
It's really cool. Really, really cool.
Leonard can't watch because he's scared of the ocean, but
like, you're telling me that doesn't scare you at all watching that?
Not really.
Like, in the video, you're POV and you're watching the sardines, whatever, but there's multiple times where you see nothing but deep sea.
It's just blue.
And then all of a sudden you see like a marlin come out of like nowhere. I don't know. It's like, that is so intense to me. I would just, I know my imagination is vivid and strong. So I know for a fact.
Yeah, you're imagining like a huge shark coming up and like eating you.
Yes, 100%.
But I'm just like, oh, it's blue.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's having way too much fun. It's not
even blue. It's like this green.
It's gorgeous.
Like a really greeny.
Well, one of my bucket list life items is to like go to the Great Barrier Reef and get scuba certified and like
really
do that.
Oh, yeah. God. I would do it with you. I would just pee my pants. I'd have like a panic attack underwater.
That's not what you want.
But maybe I'd be better. When I snorkel, I really don't do well because there's a really easy chance that water just goes under my snorkel when I panic, and then I'm screwed. But if I'm with an oxygen thingamabob, I can't really panic there. You just kind of have to breathe slow on that one.
Yeah. And, like, if you're certified, you've gone through all, like, the safety and right. stuff to, like...
Maybe. God, I want to experience life, and I do find the ocean extremely fascinating. Just really scary.
Well, yeah. It's like, what, the most unexplored? Like, we know the least about it.
Yeah, only like 60% of it or something.
Yeah. I feel like less than that, but that sounds right. Anyways. Yeah,
I don't know why I said 60% came out.
My other update is that now that we've spent like a holiday with family, I'm so eager for mine to get here now.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm like, oh my gosh, please come over here now.
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't really, not that I hadn't missed them, of course I miss them, but we've just been like working and like doing things. We've been too busy. But now it's been like a weekend of like chill and relax. I'm like, okay.
It's time.
Okay, it's my turn.
It's the holiday season now. It's like,
okay, it's my turn.
You miss the holiday season, you know. You're going to be with your family on Christmas, and that's exciting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, and we're going to start watching all our holiday movies because Leonard has not seen live-action Grinch.
With Jim Carrey.
And that's a crime against humanity, so we're going to have to get into that.
I think I would guess that is honestly probably your favorite movie. The way that you describe it.
Holiday
movie.
But I just like the Grinch. Mm. I love that movie. Mm.
It's a happy ending.
Bow for is how door is welcome Christmas time. Okay, on to sports. I wrote down Terry broke her wrist. You want to tell this story?
That's a fair. Is that where we go? We're doing that as a sport?
Ice skating. You guys were sporting.
we were all trying to go to Bryant Park because we figured it was like $18 to rent some skates, blah, 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 blah. Turns out it's a quite a process to go skating on Bryant Park during the winter thing. Oh, no.
So,
sorry, y'all. Oh.
No, yeah, keep going. I thought that was going to be longer.
Oh, no. And it ended up being like $40 a skate. And we would have to wait. It was ridiculous. So we didn't end up going. But we came to the conclusion that
your parents were going to try and get skates off Facebook Marketplace. And then you could reserve a time and go for free.
That.
So fast forward. Fast forward this week. Monday, work. Greatness. Tuesday, I'm working a double. Your parents come in. No, they are not in yet.
No, they've been in.
Uh-uh.
Oh, in Long Island. Sorry.
No. Tuesday, I work a double. We make Thanksgiving pies. Perfect. Wednesday,
at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, we finish baking at like 1 a.m. Wednesday, I go to work. Then I come home. Your parents are here. And then I'm going to work the pre-Thanksgiving shift at Bonnie. And you guys are going to go skating. I'm like, wow, have a great time. Have so much fun. Blah, 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 blah. We exit. I'm at Bonnie. We're peak rush. I get a text from Leonard that says, bad news. I go, what? He's like, my mom's hurt. And I'm like, what? No other explanation.
My mom fell.
No other explanation. I'm like, is it a head injury? Is something broken? Is it fine? Like, are we just... So what happened?
It was pouring rain. Pouring rain. We almost just didn't go, but... It was literally like a puddle on the ice rink. And the ice was probably going to melt. And the Zamboni wouldn't go because whatever. Doesn't matter. But that's not even really the reason that she fell. It's just a part of the story. But anyways, we have a great time. We really are having... We step on the ice. My mom and I are like intertwined hands or like arms or whatever. We go around the first lap and she is ecstatic. Like, you can audibly hear her going like, like for the whole lap. So we're happy. We're having a good time. You don't even really notice the rain. You just notice the people making a massive splash when they fall. So you just know, don't fall. Don't fall. But we get on. We're trying the new skates. Those skates are fine. And we're having a great time. About 15 minutes in, I'm like, all right, well, I'm pretty good now. It's not like I wanted to go home, but I was like, I'm good. It's still raining, so maybe let's get in. And then we all kind of make a non-audible agreement that we're probably going to wrap it up here. And then we're like on what seemed to be the last lap, like literally the last lap. And I look behind me, and as I look behind me, my mom makes the classic banana peel slip. And lands right on her right arm. And she is immediately in pain. There's staff on the rink that are really nice. I help her up, but she's like really struggling. She's like, ooh, it's bad. So she's like, we gotta get off the ice right now. So they take her off the ice. My dad notices, and she's in extreme pain. They have a medical staff on site. They take us into a little back room, and my mom is like white as a piece of paper, and she's freaking out. And
white as a sheet, some may say.
Some may say, but I don't. Just because. And she's like doing the whole thing, and... I mean, the
long
guy,
story short, we got through it. The medical staff was nice, right? And he was like, I think it's just a sprain. He gave you some tools.
He's like, it could be fractured. It could be a sprain. He doesn't think it's broken.
But you had to get through like a little bit of like calm down, and then
yeah, she was in panic mode, thought she was gonna throw up, whatever. But then we got on the train. She was shivering. Got her my jacket. She got home, she started feeling a little better, and she went from, like, not going to go to the parade. I forgot we went to the parade. That was pretty fun.
That was also my high, yeah.
That was really fun. She was not going to go to the parade to, like, maybe we'll go to the parade to, like, yeah, we're going to go to the parade, just a little late.
Because the whole reason why Tim and Terry stayed in our house Wednesday night was to go to the parade on Thursday. We were going to, like, wake up early.
5 a.m. early.
And get, like... to the same spot Leonard and I went, but like closer in and like really see the balloons and all the things and do the whole shebang. But we woke up on Thursday and Terry was like, I think I should go to the doctor instead. She was so bummed. So we went without her, which was so sad.
It was sad. It's sad because it was just so easy.
Yeah.
Like if she didn't have like two fractures.
Oh yeah, it turns out she definitely broke her wrist.
Well, okay, so that's the thing. Fracture and a break is the same thing.
No.
If you
a break is clean. A fracture is not.
Clean. Describe what clean means, love.
Like, her bone is now sticking out of the place where it should be in. A fracture is just something's cracked.
Okay, so she had a crack, and then she
and
had
a break.
A little, like, chip, if you will.
We have, like, whatever tiny bone is right here next to your thumb,
but
is
she
like
didn't
out.
Break a full bone.
She did. It's out.
No, that's like a complete. I don't think it was like a full break. We'll have to ask her. I thought it was just like a.
Her X-ray was like, it's not There's like, it's not connected.
Okay. Well, I was too invested in the football game to look at the x-ray,
it's
I guess.
True.
What a bum.
What a bum.
What a bum. Anyways, that was a low. That was definitely my low, actually.
Yeah.
This not even comes close to having my mom like look like she's about to die.
Yeah, that's scary for everyone involved.
Yeah. I wasn't really scared, but I was scared that my dad was not getting her up to the bathroom quick enough. That's what I was scared of. Because she kept looking at me like, I need to go to the bathroom. And I was like, okay, dad, she needs to go to the bathroom. And then my dad was just kind of like, okay. I was like, what?
Wait. Well, you've been in that state of shock.
Right.
So you understand, like, the urgency behind
right.
what's going on.
There's urgency.
Yeah.
True. Any hoozles. That yeah. sucked.
I got back from work and I was like, hello? That was so sucky.
It was brutal. But the ice skating was so much fun. But the breaking was just not fun at all. On the day before Thanksgiving. Mm. Brutal.
Yeah, and then all of Thanksgiving, your mom is trying to like host with your grandma. Right. And everyone's like, Terry, sit down. She's trying to like hold things with her broken hand and like, which I
she
get.
She's an unstoppable force.
It's true. She's Matt like, I'm not is, a sitter.
It's
I'm
not a sitter. Immovable object, if you will. She's an unstoppable force, and breaking her arm is not an immovable object. That is a movable object for her.
Yeah.
I'm quoting Batman, just so that way we're clear. I want to make sure that's really crystal clear.
I love how they bring up the
inside joke stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, well, how about school and sports? Are you sporting?
Sporting, like the Hawks destroyed last week against Tennessee, as they should. They're playing Minnesota today / yesterday, depending on when you're listening.
Yesterday.
Should be okay if you can knock on wood for me. Can you knock on wood for me? That's not wood, man.
It's paper.
Oh, God, unlock. Okay.
You should knock 3 times. Knock on wood.
That's not true. I don't do that. That's not my thing. If I say it, I gotta do it. Now you're making me do it.
We're superstitious in this household.
We're a little stitious, yeah.
I'd say super.
Yeah. Medium stitious. Superstitious is like, well, I'm pretty superstitious. I'm superstitious.
You're telling me when I walked in the... Sometimes during this football season, I would like stand up from the couch or walk into the room and something would happen and he'd be like, don't move. Stay right there. Don't move.
I'd be like, I need you to stand up right now. No questions asked, please.
And if that's not love and commitment, I don't know what is because what?
I know. I loved it. I mean, you really understand my craziness. What else? Outdoor running's fun and fine. Private lessons are going good.
Mm-hmm.
I have work updates. I have a meeting with New York Red Bull Academy,
mm-hmm.
which is exciting. That's MLS youth
soccer,
Major League Soccer, Major League Soccer. That's like America's biggest league by far.
When is that?
The 2nd. So in a few days.
Tuesday.
And then I have like a like an in-person test trial training with Manhattan Soccer Club this week or next, depending on when they schedule it. Really excited about that.
Do you have your phone?
I don't.
Hmm.
Mm. I don't.
Hmm.
Mm.
Okay.
And I have flag football stuff cooking up and just a lot of stuff. I'm assuming I didn't get the substitution job because it's in like 14 days and I haven't heard anything back.
Wah, wah.
Which is sad because that would be wicked. But
wicked.
Wicked is good. You gotta hold that mic like this.
Wicked for good.
Yeah, that's like, because that's like me talking like this.
Oh, sorry.
Do you hear the difference?
That, you know, this is just how I rest.
I know, but you were talking like this. Like this. Isn't this crazy? Listen to this mic. Okay, for the record, this is an omnidirect. I mean, not an omni. This is a
direction. Directional mic.
Cardioid mic? No, it's not cardioid. It's, I know, but what's the, all my training is gone. It's very pinpoint direction because look, these like holes in the side of the mic, they're supposed to dampen all sound. So I'm going to go like this. Hello, 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 hello. Pretty cool, right?
Awesome.
Pretty fascinating stuff.
I'm fascinated.
Yeah. Thanks for amusing. Amuse-bouche. What's next?
Well, you played football on Thanksgiving. I don't know how you could
not. Oh, yeah. That was more of just a for the kids one.
Okay. But they were so excited to play with you. They were,
which is fun. I had a good time with Rob, Kai, and Jack. Kylie and I were on a team. And she actually has got a cannon and she can catch. So we won. That's pretty much the two things
you need
yeah. on my team.
It's true.
It's fun. We did a lot of football back at Emily's wedding, so that was enough actual football for me to be satisfied.
Right, of course. Of course.
And we watched a lot of football, so that was good. And in fantasy, I'm okay right now.
Okay, well.
It's been a long couple of days for us, guys.
I'm so tired.
To be honest, I know Evan's probably going to call and be like, dude, you guys need to stop doing this in the morning because it's just not fun.
Do we feel boring?
We're probably boring.
I'm sorry.
This is probably the most boring podcast they've listened to, and I feel terrible about it.
Okay, well, whatever.
Whatever, man. Sometimes you have to deal with the boring stuff.
I was just about to say, last night was the first sleep I've gotten where I like felt myself going like deep into REM. In like the past
opposite.
Week.
I was completely opposite. I know, because
we never sleep well on the same night.
No, we don't. I'm happy for you, though. Like, you deserved it.
Wow. I finally feel rested. I
woke up like, I want to say 5 or 6 times in complete terror, thinking that there's flood all over our house.
This man and his night terrors, we've got to do something about it, because after the third one, it pisses me off.
Yeah, she's like, just go to bed.
The first one, I'm like, what's wrong? Because sometimes the intuition is good. And I like that you like can feel the vibes of the house are off. Like sometimes it's needed and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But other times nothing's wrong and you're just jolting out of bed being like.
It's like 11 when she pulls off her freaking mask when she's in the whatever.
He's watching Stranger Things.
I'm watching Stranger Things and that's all I can think about these days.
Anyways, yeah. So whatever. Internship went well this week. Everyone was out for Thanksgiving on Wednesday, so I just had a whole day by myself at the hospital. And it was actually crazy because I had to start in the morning with taking data on this little baby. So I watched its vitals for half an hour and took copious notes every 5 minutes, which is the definition of tedious internship work.
I would say so.
If I've ever seen it. And then we have... I'm enrolled in a heart song study, which I took a heartbeat recording class at UOP. And so basically, the babies don't have to be in hospice care to receive this, but there's like certain requirements. And you like record their heartbeat and then you put a meaningful song, otherwise known as Song of Kin, over their heartbeat and you send it to the parents. And it's like part of the study, I think. There's like a questionnaire attached or something. I don't really know. We're not involved with like the interaction with the parents. We just make the music. So we had 3 to do. And I couldn't get into the office on the 5th floor because my badge doesn't mean anything.
Right.
There's no scanning abilities. It's just so that I can walk into the hospital without getting a visitor's pass every time. That's all it does. So I couldn't get into the office to record in a quiet space because it's locked because no one's there because it's the day before Thanksgiving.
Sure.
So instead, I'm on the unit in our hallway. The music therapy room has a closet maybe as big as Leonard standing up.
So 6 feet.
Yeah. And as wide as like.
Me?
You.
Oh my God.
Well, maybe like.
What am I, a foot and a half thick?
A panel of this. Like how big is that? Like a foot and a half?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
Maybe a little less.
Maybe 2 feet. Two by six.
Two by six.
By like 3.
Whoa,
3 deep. That's all we have to put all of our supplies in there. And it's right next to like a fire safety blanket and the nurse's like sleep hangout station. So like their whole office has like computers and beds and coffee. We just have the hallway, the corner of the hallway. So I'm trying to set up my iPad, the MacBook, the guitar, and my like headphones and phone to record the guitar and me singing and all this stuff for these songs. While nurses, it was pissing me off because I was there like actively playing and singing. And then nurses would come on their break and just like sit in this chair next to me. And then like.
In the closet that's 6 feet tall?
Well, it's like the closet's like to my, in front of me. And then there's like a chair that always sits there with like a tiny thing.
Okay.
So I'm like. Then there's like this little back fire safety area. So usually I go back there because it's quieter. Mm. But then they round the corner. They see me back there and then they sit in the chair because nothing's in the chair. But then they like are on their phone. Or this one like environmental worker. I love our environmental workers. They keep everything clean. They probably have like the hardest job out of people there. But she was just like causing a ruckus and making noise. So I'm trying to record all these like heartfelt songs. And she's like laughing at whatever she's, whatever. It was pissing me off. But that's fine. And then I went to lunch and then I came back and I had to do more heart songs and more data. And then there was a bereavement going on. So I like.
What's that?
Basically a baby's like gonna pass. Mm. So they're like having, it's kind of like a ceremony, but not. It's like a grieving process. So I had to check in on them. There's a lot to do Wednesday. And then I had to go work at Bonnie. Look at my cool new sweatshirt.
It is cool.
It says Bonnie. Ow. It says Bonnie. But Wednesday night was maybe the craziest shift ever because there's a thing where everyone goes back to their hometown and goes out the night before Thanksgiving to like meet up with their friends that are all home and stuff. My friends did it at home. It's very normal, very real, very regular. However, Bonnie was that bar for everyone. So we were just absolutely smashed for like 8 hours. I went home at 11:30 and people were still coming in. But thank God the kitchen was closed because Annie was like, okay, go home. Like, go home. Go home. But like, we still, both bars were full. Like, the seats were full.
Dang.
It was crazy.
Dang.
But on that note, this past week I worked trivia and then pre-Thanksgiving shift at Bonnie, and the server I thought didn't really like me was like, oh, thank God you're working these next 2 days. Like, I don't know what we would do without you. And she's become so much more nice to me, and like, I feel like I just had to prove myself a little bit, which I did. And everyone's like, so I finally feel like I'm in the stage where we're like, yeah, how was your week? Well, because we've seen each other now so much, you know, it's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, they're just really nice. And Annie was like, yeah, I asked Andres to put you back on trivia shifts because I feel like we need you. But that's a problem because I need to, whatever. We're going to play our orchestra concert in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And then we're not going to do it next year. Wow, no. It's going to be next year.
It will be next year.
Whoa. I think we should make a 2026 bucket list.
I know. I just,
as in us.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be?
Go to Europe again.
Yeah, I just have no money.
Yeah. That is a problem. Maybe you could put that on the Amazon wish list.
Europe fund? There's funds.
It's not the worst idea.
Just asking our parents for money at this point. I always feel so bad like posting our lists and stuff. But whatever.
Yeah, it's Cyber Monday.
Anyways, things are going well. And Nana made 13 dishes for Thanksgiving.
Yes,
so she did. Our fridge is packed full.
Yeah, it was crazy.
We got Bonnie leftovers. We got pie leftovers.
The best Thanksgiving meal I think I've had. I think that was a really, really good Thanksgiving.
Everything was yummy.
It was really good.
The amount of butter used in those plates.
Butter and salt was fantastic.
There was cornbread. Mike made mashed potatoes for 12 people. So
and it's good.
You could have
good
as much
potatoes.
As you wanted.
Yeah.
Cranberry sauce, 2 different types, mac and cheese,
yep.
Roasted like breaded cauliflower. There was eggplant parm. There was sweet potatoes. There was another rolls, cheesy man. One. There
mac
was
mac and cheese.
There was rolls. There was two turkeys. Two. Nana made two turkeys.
Two turkeys.
There's stuffing. There's.
And then the dessert was a whole thing too.
Yeah, ice three cream, pies, pastries.
Pastries, cookies, cannolis.
Cookies. Leonard ate all my cookies.
Yeah, she was upset yesterday. I was upset from the leak, and I just started eating cookies. And Hasina got home, and she was like, did you seriously eat all the cookies?
When I tell you all the cookies, I grabbed two sprinkle cookies, two inside-out chocolate chip, three chocolate chip cookies.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I only had two chocolate chip cookies, two dark black and whites, and a bite of the sprinkle, and a bite of the rainbow. That's it.
Leonard.
That's it? Truly, honest to God.
No, I grabbed three rainbow cookies, which I don't even know what those are. You had three black and whites left.
I had the one. No, there was only two left.
And then you must have eaten one 2 days ago.
Yeah, I did.
There were at least three chocolate chip cookies.
I promise you there was only two. I promise you, swear to God.
Uh-uh.
I swear to you, as of yesterday, I only ate four cookies.
Then you must have eaten some the day before.
Okay, maybe.
Because I made sure to grab extra because I knew you were going to eat them.
Well, I promise you I didn't eat like six cookies. I only ate four cookies. Which I don't know if that's better or whatever, but let's move on. I know you're upset.
Whatever. We also got to go to Carvel.
Yes, we did.
And I was needing that.
Watching my mom try to eat the caramel with one hand was hilarious.
Oh, I love Carvel.
It's very good.
It's just soft serve, but I don't know what makes it so good.
It made me very pain in the stomach, but you can do that once in a while.
Anyways, artsy-wise, we went to the parade. We saw the balloons.
We did.
And it was super easy. We just got right off one sub. We walked over like two blocks, and then suddenly it was Smokey, Snoopy, Buzz, Pac-Man, floats, whatever. It was great.
Goku. Is that his name?
I don't know. They were like, it's such a great thing to bring kids to. Like, oh my I was God. Wondering why there were so many kids, because I was like, is that safe? Like,
oh, yeah. Like, that was groovy. And we didn't see Santa. What are they going
to do with all these kids? But
man, yeah.
It's actually the best kid event because totally. All these big characters are giant.
I mean, I literally think we woke up at an appropriate time.
Yeah.
We got on the N, took it to where did we go, 49th or 57th? 57th. Walked 5 minutes, maybe less. Immediately saw the parade and its fun stuff at fairly good view. And then left after 15 minutes of seeing awesome stuff back home within 25 minutes.
Yeah.
That was a round trip of an hour and a half.
And by the time we got home, the main Herald Square was showing balloons we had seen.
Right.
So we like didn't even miss anything. We could have like watched the whole thing.
It's perfect.
It was awesome. But now it's time for Christmas and it's officially Christmas time.
Christmas season.
And it's Christmas. And so we can decorate the house for Christmas. And I'm making stockings.
Christmas
and they
trees
look awesome.
Are $50.
Oh my God.
For a 2 foot tree.
Oh my God. Yeah.
2 feet.
Ridiculous. I miss California.
Is it cheap over there?
Well, I feel like it's still expensive. Like, I feel like we spent $60 on a tree, but it was like 7 feet tall.
In my culture, okay, in Washington, you'd have to go get a tag, which is a couple bucks, and then we cut a tree down. My family has never.
A tag?
Yeah, it's called
What's a tag?
It's a license to cut down a tree in a specific area.
Oh. Well, my mom used to do that when she lived in Washington.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Washington's the best, bro.
Like,
we would cut down a tree in our
California.
Freaking,
well,
we had a lake place, man, and we would just, it's our property, so we would go to the lake, cut down a Christmas tree for ourselves, take it home. A Christmas tree. I'm just saying, Washington's pretty cool. I like Washington.
I'd be worried if you didn't.
Yeah, fair enough.
But anyways, we're going to start decorating, and we already have, but we're going to like really decorate.
I think we're going to go, I want to do like 10 snowflake, paper snowflakes hanging from the ceiling, and the tree's going to be all decored and lights.
Auntie sent us two ornaments, so.
Oh, yeah.
What
are they?
No idea.
Cool.
We're gonna make some more probably. It's gonna be fun up in here. It's gonna be great. And we're gonna go see lots of artsy things when my parents are here too.
Yeah.
Because we're seeing like Rockettes and we're
Yeah.
They have museum.
I'm really excited to go bowling for like 2 hours and get drunk.
Oh my god. Yeah.
That's gonna be so fun.
Yeah.
And it sounds like we have a view of the ball or something. Well,
we're like near it. I'm sure we could
just peek.
Stop and see it, or I mean, it's gonna be. I'm actually not ready to be downtown. You know what's really gonna
bum me out? What? And it bummed me out for the parade. It's just the amount, like when like Snoopy was coming by, everyone's talking, then Snoopy comes by, and then what do you see?
Phones. I had to literally go on my tiptoes because I was like, oh, I can see perfectly, and then all of a sudden, phones everywhere. Like,
it's every single person just has their phone up.
Yes, I was doing it too, but not for all of them.
It just bums me out. I know for the ball drop, it's just going to be phones. Like, no one's actually going to be watching it. They're just doing it to take a video to send it to someone, which is cool, but...
Well, it's also to, like, remember it.
I seriously would petition to just get rid of Apple products. Get rid of Samsung. Just cut every smart product out. See if we can go back to the Stone Age, man.
I'm not with you on that.
That'd be so cool.
I'm not going to agree to that.
But update on my phone cleanse. It's going great. I haven't even felt the obligation to touch anything in the social media world. And I barely touched my phone on the Fantasy Football in New York Times. It's been great. I feel more creative. I want to go play on the piano. I want to go do stuff.
It's doing what you wanted it to.
It is, and I don't think I'm going back. It's like I was an alcoholic, and now I'm not, it sounds like.
Oh, my God.
My Leonard mom's going to take that out of context, probably. I'm not an alcoholic.
Anyways, our last thing is that yesterday... Well, the culture shock part of it is that landlords don't give a damn.
Yeah,
and
New York
renting in New York is crazy.
New York is crazy. It's like, I talk to so many people and they're like, yeah, we've had leaks. You don't even ask anything. You just deal with it. They're just going to paint over the problem.
Whoa, I'm having major deja vu. Whoa.
I love those.
Remember the last time I said I was having deja vu?
I do.
On the pod?
I do. Are you still in it?
Yeah.
Still going. That's a long one. That's cool.
I wrote a paper in college. I was taking a philosophy class and we were learning about all the big philosophers. I don't remember which one thinks this, but one of them thinks that all of your experiences or like everything you already know, it's just like unlocking it from your brain, basically. Mm-hmm. Like there's no learned. It's all like known.
Sure.
And I use like that to write a paper about deja vu and how like you actually already know everything that's gonna happen. You're just like slowly unlocking it, and then sometimes it unlocks like too soon.
You know what deja vu is, though. I've told you this.
No, what do you mean?
Like it's just the part of your brain that's activating the memory cortex of your brain.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Right.
Maybe this.
But it's just a chemical reaction that makes you feel like you're in a memory, even though it's not a memory.
Well, yes. No, I know what it is. I was just using this scholar to prove that, like, it's not
okay.
Chemical. It's like,
oh, I see.
Like memories aren't memories. They're like lived. You've already lived the whole. I don't really know how to explain what I'm saying, but I just had major.
It's like you have to unlock characters in a video game. You're unlocking.
Kind of. Like memories. Parts, memories yeah. are lived, mm-hmm. not remembered. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, I mean.
Anyways, I remember thinking last time I said I had deja vu. I was like, we were doing something. But then another pod episode, I was thinking about the Rockettes and being like, yeah, we saw them at the Met, but we were sitting on this wall and something had just happened in the house.
Hmm.
So basically, I can read the future.
Yeah, that's what I used to think when I was about 4.
How dare you yuck my yum right now?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Just because I was 4 doesn't mean I was wrong.
Eating my cookies, yucking my yum. He hates when I say that. I hate
when you say yuck my yum.
Then don't yuck my yum.
I hate that.
Why?
Because I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm just telling you what I had in my experience.
And I'm just telling you, it's hurting my feelings. Now Evan's interested.
Now Evan's locked in. Yeah. It took us, what, 45 minutes to get here?
Anyways, I don't know. Should I show the video? I'll just post a picture of it. Yeah. Our ceiling leaked. Yesterday, I'm getting ready for work. Our radiator pot's overflowing. I come into this room. There's a bubble on the ceiling. Leonard's hard drives and stuff are like soaking wet. We're panicking. I have to go to Bonnie. Whatever. Then the landlord doesn't care. They use our towels to fix the thing. And then they say good luck. So now we're
and we're paying full price. And we have to pay rent today.
Oh, yeah.
But I can get over it because it's livable. At first I didn't think it was livable, but it's livable. I am convinced that we have mold in here, though. Like, I am convinced about that.
Well, like,
I think we should get one of those tester.
Yeah, we should get a mold kit, but every wall was damp.
If there is a mold problem, if you get one of those kits actually goes off, then we are totally okay to leave.
It's true. Leonard just wants a bigger place.
I'm here like 90% of my time.
It's true.
It's just not big. I'm bumping my freaking shins and my toes, and I'm kind of a big guy. Kind of. I'm thin, but I'm big.
You're just lanky.
Ugh, you're yucking my yum. Ugh, I hated saying it.
Well, I don't think I said it in a way that yucked your yum. I was so excited about my deja vu, and then you were like, yeah, I had that when I was 4. Like, don't be mean.
I was very fascinated when I was a kid about deja vu. I wanted to research, what is it called? Lucid dreaming and deja vus. I think both of those connected somehow.
I love lucid dreaming.
Yeah. I watched TED Talks when I was like literally 8 years old on lucid dreaming. I was so into it.
You're just a curious guy.
I'm just a curious little boy. Just a little boy.
Madison.
Yeah, right? Joe.
Anyways.
I love my little boy.
That's all we really have.
It's been a fun week.
Yeah, we're just gonna
move on.
Work. And then more family's gonna show up.
Yeah, basically. I'm only doing cross country for like a few more days.
You get like 4 weeks off
and
school.
Then I get 4 weeks off. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I still get paid technically, but it's only like a couple bucks a week. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm low-key looking for another job.
Yeah. Not right now, though. Really? Oh, but you're going to stay at the Bonnie?
Yeah.
You're going to do internship, Bonnie, and another job? You'll have no time to live.
Well, I'd love to make money.
Yeah, Bonnie's not giving you enough money. You need to ask for a promotion.
I already have. They don't.
You've asked for a promotion?
They're not going to make me a server when they have enough servers.
Like, oh. Yeah, but you should ask for more money.
That's not how a service job works, Leonard.
It is for me. You do a good job. They value your good job. You should ask for more money. Just say, I would like a pay raise.
No, that's not how a That's how a sales job works.
Yeah, I've never worked a service job.
It's true. Anyways.
Go ahead.
My dream, I want to play cello.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
We got to get you playing some cello, girl. I've barely even seen you play cello in a long time.
I know. I'm missing it.
Yeah. Let's get you.
Especially because TSO just happens.
Why don't you? You really don't want to do lessons, right?
I really don't want to do lessons. Okay. I know everyone in my life is going to be like, teach a lesson. Teach a lesson. Guys, I don't want to teach a lesson.
I know, but like once a week, you could literally make $100 for like an hour. Maybe
okay,
more.
But I don't wanna want to.
Okay, all right. Ooh, ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. I don't want you to. I want you to get a Broadway gig or an off-Broadway gig or something.
God, yeah.
That'd be awesome. I want you to perform. You're a performer without wanting to be a performer.
I want to be in a pit so bad.
Yeah, let's look a little harder in the new year. For you. Can you ask around in the orchestra that we're in right now? See if they know of anything.
Girl, those are all 60-year-old ladies. Like, no.
Yeah, but they may know of things. No? Okay. All right. Well.
Whatevs. Cyber Monday's today, so if you're feeling tap happy, oh, just got a text. If you're feeling tap happy, check our Amazon list, yeah. And we'll be forever thankful because we only have one knife that works, and we're not about to buy new ones
because we don't have a Christmas tree.
Yeah, there's a few wants, not necessarily needs.
Store. Not needs, but wants. We're moved on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because we've moved on from needs. You guys have given us the needs.
And we love that.
Huge.
Ginormous. But now we're just...
All we have to do in return is just talk to each other every Sunday.
Oh, what a hard life we live.
What a hard life we live for the people. For the people.
Yeah, check that out and check out our bonus app. We're going to have Mike and Frank. Yeah.
Mike and Frank. And if you haven't listened to our last week's, because it sounds like people thought that...
Oh my god!
Was our episode?
Yeah, it's because I posted it wrong. Sorry, right. Everyone.
Go back, check it all out, because we have a full real episode and a bonus episode with my family. It's so true. Go check that all out. Cyber Monday, folks, take advantage for yourselves, for two dorks. If you want to get us a neon sign, you can do so. I will say there's some anticipation. On Solo's Christmas gift, it's coming in as we speak, and it's going to top
the slushy maker.
You've heard it here first. I'm real excited.
Damn, now I'm nervous about yours.
I'm really excited.
Fudge. No. Now you're going to make me go make another one. I didn't realize
how much I love giving gifts for the people that I love. I'm really learning how much I love you because I'm so excited about the gifts I'm giving you.
Stop it.
I know. I'm the best.
Hey, you're forgiven for cookies.
Yes, let's...
I'm Solo.
I'm Lee.
And we're in NYC.